My favorite place to run is the beach. I love soft sand beach. I like running for hours on end, super slow. Like I run at like a 12, 13-minute mile, and I'll do it for a few hours, and it gives me a good workout and allows me to be fast without training fast.
Welcome to the Spartan Endurance Series on Spartan Up Podcast with host Johnny Waite.
Hey Spartans, I'm Johnny Waite, one of the hosts of the Spartan Up Podcast, and we are bringing you special endurance episodes, incredible people from all around the world teaching you how to go faster, stronger, better, longer. Today we've got Patrick Sweeney. Patrick's very well known as a barefoot runner, a minimalist runner. He's actually going to talk to us today about how to find out where you aren't being efficient. And one of the ways he suggested is actually do some running naked. Video yourself. Find out why.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Headspace. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/Spartan for a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
Hey, Spartans. Welcome back. We've got Pat Sweeney back again. Patrick was on recently talking to us about making sure you have fun, bringing joy to these events. And one of the things you become really well known for, Patrick, is you're a guy who runs primarily, almost exclusively, in sandals. Is that a correct way to put that?
Yep. I run barefoot too, but sandals are the tool that I use on my feet more than anything else.
Cool. So I want to talk to you about that, A, from a just why and how you do that, but also from a technique standpoint, because I know that, you know, there's been a big push these last several years. I know you were friends with Caballo Blanco and Christian Kugel's book, Born to Run, really blew up the whole barefoot idea. But, you know, when we talk about barefoot running, it isn't always barefoot, right? It's barefoot, it's Vibrams, it's in sandals, or it's barefoot. But just the technique that comes with barefoot running, which if you're running in that style is clearly healthier and less prone to injury. So first of all, talk about how you became a barefoot and sandaled runner, why you do it, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you've gained from that you can share with other people as far as technique.
Okay. Well, I live at the beaches of Southern California, and I'm also poor. So shoes cost money. And if you're running barefoot, you're not buying shoes. No, but my favorite place to run is the beach. I love soft sand beach. I like running for hours on end, super slow. Like I run at like a 12, 13-minute mile, and I'll do it for a few hours, and it gives me a good workout and allows me to be fast without training fast. When I found my days, I'd spend, you know, pretty much every day I run for a couple hours on the beach. Then I got into racing, and I was putting on shoes, and I felt like my form was changing. And in an effort to try to recreate what I was doing in the sand, I started wearing the Vibram Five Fingers when those came out, and I did well in them. Like they were a good shoe for me, but I was the first person to win a marathon in them. And I was the first person to win an ultra marathon in the Vibrams, but they would fall apart on me. They would tear open. This was during the time when they were expanding really fast. And I found out about Luna sandals. I had already known, if you haven't read Born to Run, like Barefoot Ted is the founder of Luna sandals, and he's a prominent character in the book. I'd already met Ted a few times at some races, and I wasn't really into barefoot racing, but I raced in the Vibrams at the time. Ted got me a pair of sandals, and at first, you know, I just wore them for shits and giggles. Like I didn't know that I was going to fall in love with them. And the first day I wore them, I was pacing somebody at Badwater, and I ended up doing 42 miles on them the first day I wore them. And then like, I knew this is what I liked. And the next week I started racing in them.
So what is it that you loved about it? Like, you know, something appealed to you when you're wearing those. What was it?
So it's kind of like a less is more. Like when you have less on your feet, you need to land, you land softer when you, so you have, your impact is less. You feel faster. With having the open toe, like subconsciously you're more aware of the ground and what's around you. Cause you have to be, like, if you start kicking rocks, you're going to feel it. And like, you're going to break your toes. But like, without even thinking about it, you avoid it and your brain reacts. And I don't know. It was just meant to be.
Yeah. It's funny when you mention that, I run barefoot a lot as well. And the idea about, people say, well, what about when you come down something sharp? And And it's hard to explain that as you're coming down, you can feel that you're about to come down on something. Like you, when you're coming down the corner of that rock, you know it's there and you make a micro adjustment as you're landing. And I actually saved my cat's life the other day. I was walking down the stairs and it ran under my foot. And as my foot was touching the back of the cat, I was able to shift my energy and not crush it like I would have if I was used to walking in shoes or boots. So that idea about how in tune you are with everything around you and your footfalls and the trail, it's pretty amazing. So in terms of that, so you started wearing sandals and then you started running exclusively in them. Talk to me a little bit about form. So it sounds like your form was developed by running barefoot on the beach. So tell me how that form is different than a shodden runner's form. And then how a person can start to incorporate that.
Well, so people can adapt any form. So like some forms that like a heel striker, that can work for some people. You wouldn't teach people how to become a heel striker, but people can heel strike and be injury free, and people can be a shuffler and they can be injury free. It's kind of like if you're trying to teach a baseball pitcher, there's like an ideal perfect form, but you're going to see major league pitchers pitching with all different styles. And like, they've learned to do something that works for them. And you wouldn't teach somebody that, but for me, I'm kind of a glider. So like I want it, my running form to look effortless when I'm running at full speed. And when I'm barefoot, by landing soft, by being smooth, by being fluid, that allows me to do that. Another, like, I don't, something. So since March, I've been running at my house naked pretty much exclusively.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, this is like taking the barefoot thing like to the next level. I believe especially for distance running, not necessarily like extreme speed, you can learn better efficiency and better form by trying to do a form, whether you're naked or whether you're just thinking about it, that results in less floppage, whether you're a boy or a girl. If your parts are flying all over the place, by wearing a bra or underwear, like that allows us to like run in, to use form that would maybe not be ideal. Yep. So like if you can limit your form to less floppage, you are not wasting energy and you're running the way your body is intended to run. But when you wear stuff that restricts you, you might not realize that you're doing something that could be causing less efficiency or injury. So like that's like similar to a shoe. When you have a giant cushioned shoe and you can't feel the ground, you're going to land with more force and that impact is going to go up to your knees and to your lower back. And right away, you're not going to feel it, but over time, it's going to come back and haunt you. If you're barefoot, you can still injure yourself in other ways, but you're going to land softer.
I'm picturing your gait analysis program that you're going to offer where they send in video of them running naked. But it makes a ton of sense. You know, as much as we can and laugh and have fun with it, what you're saying is 100% accurate. That, you know, if your jiggly bits are jiggling all over the place, that's wasted energy as opposed to moving forward with minimal up and down bounce. Mm-hmm. And maximizing your efficiency. So I'm going to second Pat's recommendation that find somewhere as private as his ranch or the closest facsimile you can, and then have someone very close to you video yourself running naked. And if you don't like the way it looks, maybe there's something in that for you.
Well, and granted, like, I don't think everybody needs to run in sandals or run barefoot. It's a tool you can use to become a better runner. Same with like running naked. You don't have to go run naked everywhere and every day, but you can learn a little bit about your running form and maybe become a better runner by doing so.
Yeah, no, that makes a ton of sense. So talk to me a little bit about injuries, about the lack of injuries. You know, people quite often ask me, you know, doesn't it just mangle your feet? And I always ask them if they get blisters. Sure they do. I don't get blisters because there's nothing to get blisters from if you're running barefoot. But talk to me about how it's impacted your ability to manage or avoid injuries.
Well, I might not be the best person to ask. So I have a torn Achilles. I tore my Achilles about 8 years ago. It was an overuse injury. I was from doing you know, about 130 miles of barefoot running in a week on the beach and then racing the next week. And what I should have done is I should have gone into a boot and not done anything, but I'm stubborn and maybe I'm a precautionary tale to some people. If you tear your Achilles, go into a boot, don't do anything. Try to get it fixed. But I tried to push through it and I've learned to adapt with it. And I've still been able to run across the country and like in win races and do some things, but listen to your body. So like I didn't listen to my body. So I'm not answering this question in the way you were expecting.
Well, but you are to a degree because you just casually threw in that, you know, you've still been able to run across the country and you're still able to do all this running. So you're absolutely right that that you're a cautionary tale about having injured yourself with overuse and not taking that into account. But now you're still able to do things that most people couldn't have done in the first place. So you even with this injury, you're now able to do this. So talk about you learned from that injury, but now you're you just casually mentioned that you ran across the country. I want you to actually elaborate a little bit on that for people who don't understand what that means.
A few years ago, I ran from Huntington Beach, California to Boston. So it was it wasn't a race. It was just kind of just getting it done. It was a good venture. I'd like to do it again.
And now how supported or unsupported or structured was that event?
For the most part, it was just two friends in an RV and just following Google Maps, like not knowing what the day would take me. I didn't even know. I'm not a planner. And so I didn't even know like what states I was going to be going through.
which is kind of fun, actually. For anyone who hasn't watched my other interview with Pat, you definitely want to go back and hear we talked about his approach to just have fun and just go with it, because that really does sum it up, you know, as opposed to having the laser focus, we're going to do this day. You're like, we're going to get up tomorrow. We're going to pop our next destination to the map and see where it takes us.
Yeah. Well, the thing that like intrigues me right now more than anything else is doing the Caminos in Spain and France. I did one a few years ago. I was in Barcelona with a trip with a few extra days and I was like, oh, you know what? I think I could get on one of those Caminos. And so I flew over to Portugal and the next thing I know I was doing 40, 50 miles a day with a tiny backpack on my back and drinking wine and eating bread and having fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now was that a barefoot adventure as well or a sandaled adventure?
Oh yeah. That was just a pair of sandals and a backpack with a change of clothes and a cell phone basically.
That's awesome. So I just want to reflect back when you're saying that about running on the beach or running in sandals, and that it's not something that everyone has to do, but it's certainly a good way to become a better runner. That's the other thing that I've explained to people who, if they say, I don't think I could race barefoot, especially if they're racing on rugged terrain, it's still something that if you run regularly in bare feet, you're going to naturally adopt a healthier stride just because you can't pound. And if you then wear, you know, a minimalist shoe that supports that continued style of running, you're going to become a better runner. I do love, and I'll go back to, I'm going to take you up on this idea that go real minimalist and run with nothing on and you'll learn even more ways to become more efficient. But so for somebody who is thinking, this is something I want to try, would you say start at the beach?
You could start at the beach. I would say start on a hard terrain is actually like, you're going to learn more, running on like asphalt. I mean, you could start on grass, but, if it hurts, you need to land softer or slow down and you need to listen to your body. Like I know when the Vibram Five Fingers first came out, everybody bought them and people didn't live, like it was hurting people and they're like, oh, that's natural. And they like went hard and then they hurt themselves. So
Vibram got in a lot of trouble because they basically said, this is going to fix your running. And it was the opposite. It was wear these and change your running style and you'll be fine.
Yeah. So they didn't take into fact that some people think like magic's going to happen and that like this pain is going to transform them and that to push through the pain. No, you should adapt because of the pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that's where, even if you're going to race in Vibrams, actually training in barefoot, you're going to find out a lot faster about what hurts, what doesn't hurt, how to change your strike. And, you know, all those little pebbles are your friends when you're running barefoot, because you'll learn how to land softer and softer and softer.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Hey man, I'm stoked to see you sometime in the not too distant future. It will likely be out there in California at a Born to Run. Okay. I don't think I'm going to get down this year to Mexico. I've been down to Copper Canyon before and would love to get down there again. But when I do, we're going for a naked run.
Okay. You are welcome to come visit at the Olive Dell Ranch anytime. The Bear Burrow Naked 5K is scheduled. Well, we just had a small version of it that was postponed from last year, but the next one is scheduled for mid-April.
Of 2021.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm Canadian. If the border's open, that's going to be on my
right
agenda,
on.
Man.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Johnny. Have
thanks
a good
much,
one.
Patrick.
This episode of Spartan Up is brought to you by Headspace. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/Spartan for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.